The human heart is desperately wicked. And he called every tribe to come before the Lord. Now, there's some stuff all of us have done. Right? There's some stuff. Look, imagine the stress and the heartache. People were sweating bullets that day. Would all Israel be found out this day? Is God getting ready to expose all of my mess today for everybody else to see? Well, the answer to that question is yes, if you have taken those devoted things. If you had taken those things that had been prohibited, banned, and accursed by God himself, today is your day. He wasn't calling out the other stuff that you done or may be doing. You got a pass this day. But what you'll learn is a lesson about how God judges defiled things. Achan and those associated with his conspiracy to deceive God was being judged that day. You heard his confession. I saw, I coveted, I took, and I hid. Look, James chapter 1, verses 12 through 15 paints this picture a little clearer for us to what has happened. James chapter 1, verse 12 says, blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life. Obey God, right? Reward in obeying God. Amen. But verse 14 says, but each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. I saw, right? Then desire, when it is conceived, gives birth to sin. And sin, when it's fully grown, it brings forth death. In this case, it's going to happen. God's word is true in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. He saw. He coveted. Got to have it. He took it. And then he hid it. Now, other folk in his house knew it. I don't know what was going through Achan's mind. I know that they were into the promised land. They were going into the promised land. And he didn't know what God had in store for him. So he thought he'd just help God out. I'm going to give God a hand and take some of this stuff in advance so it don't have to be so much that he have to provide me later on when I get to the land that he's taking me to. Here's the point. It wasn't his to take. It belonged to God. And God has already given us every spiritual blessing and everything we need, as seen in Ephesians and in 2 Peter. Here's what Ephesians say. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. And he's even chose us in him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and blameless before him. Right? He's given us every spiritual blessing already.